And if you will turn with me to the book of Job. Amen. Every time I read a scripture verse from the book of Job, I remember a friend of mine. He's gone on to his reward, Brother Charles Mahaney. Many of you missed out on his tenure of ministry, because if you had not missed out on it, you would never have forgotten it. The only way to describe Brother Charlie Mahaney is that he was a mess. He was something else. And he could just crack a joke in just a moment's time and just a moment's notice. He came from a very, very ungodly background, and God redeemed him and became a wonderful minister of the gospel. And he was over our prison ministry of the United Pentecostal Church International. Covered a lot of ground, had major success, thousands baptized right there in their prison cells in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost and miracles, signs and wonders and all of that. But I said all that to say that he said that for a long time he never preached out of the book of Job, because he thought it meant job, and he was afraid God was going to tell him to get one. He said for years he thought John 3:16 was a toilet on the third floor, but that's just who he was. You just had to put up with him. He was indeed a man of God, and God brought him a long way. He passed away, and shortly after, someone told me that they really missed Charlie. And I said, well, you just hang on. He'll be back. They're probably about tired of him. Amen. But it's not Job, it's Job. And we're going to look at chapter 9. In lieu of reading the whole chapter, maybe today sometime or whenever this week, you can go back and read the whole chapter. Job was a little bit, can we find, there you go. And Job was a little perplexed. He was a little troubled about what was going on in his life. And, you know, there was a lot of trouble in Job's life. Sometimes it would do us good to study the book of Job and understand that if you just hold on, everything can be all right. But Job was trying to find answers and trying to find out. It was Job that said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Where is he? What is the answer to all of this? In other words, Job's life for the most part was a simple question. What's going on? You know, and so there was trouble on every hand, there's strife, and all the good turned out bad a lot of times. And we know that the end turned out pretty good. But we're at the end of the story looking back and reading how good it went. It's easy for us to say, Job, just hold on. Look what's going to happen. Well, he couldn't look at what's going to happen. He didn't have anything to read about it. But we did. But the same thing can happen in our lives as well. Amen. Enduring hardness as a good soldier is hard. Going through tough times when they're tough, that's tough. Amen. And it takes a strong will. So let's just read a couple of pieces of it here. Job 9 and 20. If I justify myself, Job is saying, if I just look in the mirror and say, you're a righteous man, you're a great man, you got it all going on. Then he said, mine own mouth shall condemn me. In other words, Job is, he's saying, because I can justify myself to others if I want to, but my own mouth is condemning me because inside I know better. And if I say, hey, I'm perfect, then also that will prove me perverse, because none of us are perfect. But we're striving for perfection. And one of these days, we're going to be able to lay our hands upon perfection. I don't know about you, But I just want to touch him. I just want to see him. Is that going to be awesome or what? Because he's perfect. He said that it shall also prove me perverse because I'm not perfect. Now let me tell somebody right now, listen to me closely. Don't use that verse for the wrong reason. Well, Job's not perfect, so I'm not perfect. Job didn't do things right, so I'm not going to do things right. That is so simple-minded and elementary until you need an altar so bad it hurts. We don't use the scripture as a reason to be weak. We use the scripture as a reason to find God so we can overcome. Hallelujah. The word of God is not your popsicle. It is your vitamins. It's your minerals. It's your strength. It's your overcoming and your anointing. I felt checked right there. Somebody just began to say, oh, okay, all right, I can do. No, 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 no. Amen. Job was being real with himself, like some of us need to be real with ourselves. And understand that we need God more now than we've ever needed him before, even though we feel that we have become more perfect than we've ever been before. Okay, good. Then verse 27. If I say, I will forget my complaint. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to ride it out. Then I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. And Job's realizing that that doesn't work because I'm not perfect. And here I am in a world of trouble, and I know better than to think I could comfort myself. I can't do this myself. Does it make sense? And then in verse number 31, yet shalt thou plunge me into the ditch. And I confess I'm not perfect. I confess I can't comfort myself. And yet it seems like I'm being thrown in the ditch. And mine own clothes shall abhor me. Job was in such pain and agony. I'm literal physical pain until he couldn't wear clothing. He would scrape. I don't want to get gross, but he would scrape the sores and all of that with a piece of potsherd, the scripture said, and just to get some relief. And it was horrible. Even his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? I like Job's final attitude when he said, I came into the world naked. I'm going to leave naked. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Job started turning the right direction. Can I tell you something here? The story wasn't even about Job. It was between the devil and the Lord. The devil said, curse Job and he'll curse you. And the Lord said, you're wrong. Job's got a real deal with me. And the devil said, no, he doesn't. Curse him and he'll curse you. And the Lord said, pour it on. You just can't take his life because I don't have many people around like Job. It's a fact. Because people give up so easy. People lay it down so easy. People think so lightly about it, you know. They're MIA, missing in action, so easy. So finally, the devil said, okay, it's a deal. Well, long story short, the deal didn't work out. Job came to his practically to his last breath and still held on to God. And the Lord blessed him more at the end than he had at the beginning. But Job never knew God was going to do that. He just trusted God. Are we good? All right, let's go somewhere. Amen, because I want to preach, how shall we be just with God? How can we get this all together? How can we pull all this together and make it? We can't look in the mirror and say you're perfect. We can't redeem ourselves. We can't comfort ourselves. Every now and then life and the Lord allows it, we just get thrown in the ditch and we get knocked down and knocked around. And so, and just as Job said, how shall we be just with God? In verse, I think it's number one or number two. I'm sorry. I don't even think we put that there. Job gave me my title. I borrowed it from him, and he's professional at what I'm getting ready to talk about. And so I may as well use his title as well. Anyway, it's in there. It's the first or second verse. Job said, how shall we be just with God? Amen. I know it so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? There it is, right there. Amen. So let's look to the Lord in prayer. Are we all good? Amen. Did I say thank you for coming to church? Are you glad I came? I promise to be sweet. Amen. Holy Ghost, we need you right now. We pray the will of God. We pray the presence, Spirit. We pray the anointing. We pray the goodness and the mercy, the hope and the help. Holy Ghost, give us some answers here today. Speak to us direct, Lord. Let us hear the voice of God. Amen. And let the will of God be done. Somebody shout amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Now, the Word of God can only work one way. It can only work one way. It's one thing. In other words, we don't want just the will to be here and to hear the Word of God. But we need the second half of all of that. And the other side of the coin is simply this. We need the will to also respond to the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Many of us, we can get that part down about we're in the will of God, hearing the Word of God, and that's awesome. That's a good place to be. But we need to complete the journey and speak to ourselves and say, but you're not just here to hear this. You're here to do this. You're here to accomplish this. You're here to comprehend that the will of God is not for you just to be a hearer only, but also a doer of the Word of God. Right? Amen. Because the reason for that is that it's the responders that make a difference. It's the responders that make a difference. Compare the Word of God to someone that drives an ambulance or maybe a police officer, perhaps. And Brother Carson was telling me just the other night how that he went to a 911 call and responded to a young man in his early 20s that had practically died, I guess. And they gave him that, was a CPAC? Yeah, that stuff. Gave him that stuff and had to do it, what, three times? It's supposed to work one time, instantly. And they applied that three times, and the guy came back alive, early 20s. That would have never happened if he was on the other end of 911 and said, oh, wow, there's a call coming in. Somebody's ODing. Whoa. Wow, isn't that something? Was it the will of God for him to hear that? Was it the will of God for him to get that call? Absolutely. Why? Because they knew that he was a responder. And when you respond to the call, whatever needs to be done gets done. I'm challenging somebody here today not to just sit here and hear the Word of God again, but to finally respond to the Word of God so it can make a difference in your life. And so that when you respond, you become not only a blessing to yourself, but you become a blessing to everyone else that you're associated with. Amen. How many of you would love to see sons and daughters in the house of God? No. Amen. How many of you would love to see sons and daughters saved? Moms and dads saved? Aunts and uncles? Children? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's some of you, you got a family so large, if we won your family, we'd have to build the other church. Hallelujah. And that would be awesome. Amen. I'm no respecter of persons, whether it's my family, your family, a family, everybody's family. Let's get them in here. Amen. But we need a will to hear the Word of God, and we need a will to respond to the Word of God. We need responders. We need people that are willing to act upon what they hear and hear the call of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you just have to push. Praise God. Amen. Has there ever been a time that we mentioned needs and young people are guilty about this because I remember I was young one time and you get caught up in what you're thinking. You get caught up in, man, what are we going to do after service? And where are we going to eat? And I'm tired of that same old place all the time. I'm going to convince mom and dad they are got to go to a different place. And all this debate and all this thinking is going on while we're praying with people that have cancer. While we're praying with people that have a need in their life, and while we're praying for people that are at death's door, or someone struggling that can't hardly get through their difficulties, and it passes by and goes over, like somebody said, water on a duck's back, and it's gone. And we didn't get a chance to pray when the eyes of the Lord were upon you as an individual. And he said, you know, today I'm going to hear her prayer. Today I'm going to hear his prayer. And I'm going to answer that prayer. But did that prayer get prayed? Here's what we got to do sometimes. Sometimes we just have to push. Somebody say push. Now don't say push. Say push. Say push. Push. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what that is? That's praying until something happens. Amen. We start praying about it and we don't stop praying about it because we're going to pray about it until God does something about it. We're going to push. We're going to pray until something happens. Hallelujah. But I did pray. Pray again. I did pray again. Pray again. We don't stop praying. Praying is what we do. Praying is who we are. Praying is what it's all about. And we continue to push on through prayer. Amen. We don't say the same prayer every time. We don't get into vain repetition. Our Father who art in heaven, hello. There's another prayer. Amen. That was not teaching people to pray that prayer. The Lord was teaching people to pray. They didn't say teach us how to pray. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. Well, the Lord said, this is a good one to start with. But after that, you go in agony for people with cancer. You go in agony with people at death's door. You go in agony with people that are in trouble so that they can be around to go in agony when you get in trouble. Because trouble is not a very large town. But every time you turn around, you can find yourself in it. Amen. And when we do, we need support. We need help. But when others are in trouble, they need support and they need help as well. So push. Amen. There is absolutely no quick fix. Miracles take place when God instantly answers prayer. But there's some prayer that God cannot answer instantly. You hear me well today. I don't know why I'm going so deep, but here it is. Amen. Because Sunday morning, we have crowds that are just visiting and we won't see them again until next Sunday. And so we got to keep it light because if we offend, then you know how it goes. I'm just saying. Amen. But for some reason, the Lord wants to speak deep to somebody today. So open the door. Would you please? Would you just open the door? Would you let the Spirit speak and let the anointing break things and change things and let the power of God prevail so that He can take you to a greater place than you've ever been before? My desire is that I can pastor a church where people left and right are just passing me up or just going further and beyond and just accomplishing so I can finally say at the end, I had a little bit to do with that. You go, man. You go. You get it done. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all I want. I just want to accomplish something for the glory of God. Amen. Just standing up here and screaming in a microphone and wiping it off every now and then because, you know, amen. That's not what this is all about. Amen. That's a very tiny portion of what this is all about. Praise God. But we've got to go. There's not a quick fix. It scares me when God does give a quick fix because we go back to being what we always were. Amen. I've seen people get diagnosed and then you can't pry them away from the church. And then when they get their healing, you can't find them in the church. Hello? They didn't need a quick fix. They needed a process. They needed a long, drawn out process. They needed the pain. They needed a little suffering. They needed a little stretching. They needed God to give it to them by tidbits and a little bit at a time so they can expand and so that they could grow. And that by the time the Lord got finished, they would be like that little sheep that said, the bones that thou hast broken have rejoiced. That's what David said. And because he understood that being a shepherd, when you get that little lamb that wants to stray off by himself all the time and be gone and never be counted, accounted of and free spirited and just kind of done whatever they wanted to do, David was letting us know that a shepherd would take that little foreleg and he would snap that bone over his knee and then wrap it up tight so it would mend and heal. But wherever the shepherd went, he would carry that lamb with him. That's why you see pictures of shepherds carrying lambs. Chances are that's one of the victims that had his front leg snapped over the knee of the shepherd and he would bandage it up. He couldn't run away. By the time it healed and the shepherd could put him down by his feet, the lamb wanted to be nowhere else but by the foot of the shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. If he had given him a quick fix and touched him and it was healed, the lamb would continue to stray off and eventually be devoured by wolves, which I'm telling you is the devil himself. Amen. But the process causes healing and it causes a relationship at the same time. So, whether it's a quick fix or a process, we accept it because we know whatever God is up to is the will of God. Now that being said, we need to let our sicknesses draw us to God. Amen. Not an excuse to stay away from God, but a reason to come to God and a reason to find God and a reason to reach out to God. And when it's all said and done, a lot more will be done than God said. And the Lord will draw you close to Him and you'll never want to leave His side again. My Lord, it'll make you be here on Tuesday night. Can you believe that? It'll make you be here Sunday night. It'll make you be here Saturday night. Because you'll find out that there is no healer like our God. There's no Savior like our God. There's no Redeemer like our God. There's no anointing like comes from our God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there's no quick. There is a God. There is a prayer room. There are moments. And there is a church. Hallelujah. If you want that God, be where you can associate with Him. There is a prayer room. If you need that prayer room, we can help you. There are moments. And if you don't let these moments that are happening at Landmark pass you by the hundreds and by the thousands. Hallelujah. There is a church. Amen. The Bible did not say, I will give you a TV evangelist and the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. It didn't say, I will give you a preacher. It didn't say, I will give you a Sunday school teacher. It said, I will give you a church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You want protection? Get yourself in the middle of this church. Get your bones involved and get your spirit in it and become a part of it. Invest in it. Pour your guts into it and go to heaven with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us better be saying, I hope rapture takes place on Sunday morning. Amen. There's no mountain stream. Hello? How many of you understand that there are people out there that believe that I can just find that mountain stream and I'll stay young all my life and the wrinkles will dissipate and they'll go away. Amen. Somebody needs to understand there is no lotion potion. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there is no die. There is no die that can make it happen. People are being nice. Just let God be God and let age be age and let's just make it in the rapture. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no, and some of you, this is way back before your time, but there is no milk bath. They used to take milk baths. Amen. This couple, and I'm going to make fun of some country couples right now, but I can do that because I am country. And I don't mind you making fun of me. That's fine. So here I go. It ain't you, so don't worry about it. Praise God. And so this country couple came into a lot of money, kind of like a Clampett situation, you know. They came into a lot of money. And he said, honey, what do you want? She said, I want one of them fancy milk baths. He said, okay, I can do that for you. And he said, you want it pasteurized? She said, no, about hip deep will do. He was asking if she wanted pasteurized milk. She said, no, about hip deep will do. So the milk bath doesn't work. And then that same couple, she wanted bragging rights on her husband. And she said, I want you to go skydiving or parachuting. I want you to jump from one of them airplanes with a parachute and land. And I just want to tell everybody, look what my husband did. And he went up to do it, jumped, and lo and behold, the parachute wouldn't open. He's coming down 100 miles an hour or whatever it is. And he's looking at the ground coming awful fast. Then all of a sudden he sees somebody coming up. And he just briefly asked the guy real quick as he was passing by. He said, hey, buddy, you know anything about parachutes? He said, no, you know anything about gas water heaters? You'll get that. All this stuff we try, all these challenges we take on, all this, it's not going to work. It is never, ever going to take the place of being converted, of being in a walk with God, in a relationship in the Holy Ghost, with the anointing of the Spirit and the touch of God. Hallelujah. Listen, the Spirit of God is knocking on someone's heart right now. Do not reflect this. Do not let this bounce off, because there's serious trouble if you do. Amen. Serious trouble. I'll walk with you. I'll help you. I'll visit with you. We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll pray. We'll fast for you. We'll believe God. And I hope God comes through for you if you reflect this and let this go. I'm not warning anybody. I'm not threatening anybody. I am preaching the word of God right now. This is a serious time. And I never intended it to be this way this morning. I intended to come in here and have a good time with you like we always do. But I would ask the church if you would help me push right now. I'll pull. And somebody might get caught in the middle and make a good decision. Would you raise your hands and call on the name of Jesus with me right now? Amen. Call someone's name. Amen. Reach out for somebody right now. Trust God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I want you to freeze in your position right there. Just freeze. Keep your hands right where they are. Open your eyes and listen to me. Amen. This is a Jewish thing. It happened from the Old Testament. You can study it. Amen. However you raise your hands is the position of your spirit. Amen. A lot of people have their hands facing out. That means they're trying to give God something. Other people have their hands in like this. That means they need something. We do that whether we even know we need something or not. Amen. So wherever your position is, understand God knows. And you need to call on the name of the Lord and say, Jesus, help me do what I'm trying to accomplish right here. Help me understand what I'm trying to accomplish right here. Amen. Whether I'm trying to do something for you or whether I need something for myself, I'm asking you, Lord, to move on it right now by your divine spirit. Amen. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Help us, help us, help us to respond. Let me move along. Praise God. Mud baths are not going to take the wrinkles out, give you age back, all this and make you live. Sliced cucumbers on the eyelids. Seriously, you're wasting a good salad. Amen. I know where the answer is, and I know who the answer is. Praise the Lord. Carrots are not going to give your vision back. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. So stop going to carrots to get your vision back. Amen. Let's just go back to the altar and call on the name of the Lord, and He will give our vision back. Amen. Amen. You can be saved by your good looks. In other words, I'm saying get a good look at Jesus and you can be saved. When God breaks through and the word strikes your heart, things get changed. Amen. I want to share something with you. I told the guys I was too lazy to copy it down and put it on paper, but I wanted to find the lyrics to an old song that I was going to share with you, and I found more than that. I found the lyrics, and I'll share that with you, and if you'll pray hard, I won't sing it. Hallelujah. But Frances Jane was an American mission worker. She was a poet. She was a person that wrote many lyrics, and she was a composer. She was one of the most prolific hymnists in history. She wrote hymns, writing more than, I want you to hear this, 8,000 hymns and gospel songs, with more than 100 million copies printed. Despite being blind from shortly after birth, born 1820, died 1915, almost 100 years old when she passed away. Amen. And she was the one that wrote, "In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river." That was one of her 8,000 hymns that she wrote. In the cross, be my glory ever. I'm not worried about my blindness. I'm not worrying about my difficulties. I'm not worrying about my letdowns. I'm not worrying about my sufferings. I'm not worried about what I'm thinking about is being in the cross. What I'm thinking about is satisfying the Lord. What I'm thinking about is being close to God till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Amen. Listen, there's nothing wrong with us that truth can't take care of. Truth washes. Truth cleanses. Truth purifies. Jesus Christ is truth. Amen. No more pretending. No more faking it. Amen. No more intervention with pills and toking and smoking and snorting or vain made up philosophies. The answer is, we need the way, and Jesus is the way. Listen to me. Repentance is the way. Baptism is the way. The Holy Ghost is the way. Amen. Another chorus says, "I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." Amen. Let's stand together. We shall be just with God. Job, I have the answer. We shall be just with God. We shall be just with God. When the one we go all out to serve, when the one we live for, when the one we crave, when the one we seek, when the one we look for, when the one that we hunger and thirst for is just God. When he's just the one that I'm looking for. When he's just the one I want to reach out to. When he's just the one I want to make happy. When he's just the one I want to please. When he's just the one I want to be in church with. When he's just the one I want to worship. When he's just the one I want to praise. Can I go on? When he's just the one that gives me my healing. When he's just the one that meets my needs. When he's just the one that lifts me up. When he's just the one that I exalt. When he's just the one that I come to, run to. When he's just the one that I find. We will be just when we chase after just God. Just God. Because he's just. He's righteous. He's holy. He's pure. And I need him. I don't need him part time. I don't need him half the time. I need him all the time. I need him today. I need him tomorrow. I need him the next day. I need him every day. And I'm going to reach out to him. And I need him to help me. I want to be just with God. And I got a feeling he's going to help me to be just with him. When he's just my God. Hallelujah. I'm not looking any other direction for another God. I'm not looking for another Savior. I'm not looking for another hope. I'm not looking for another help. I don't need anything. I'm not looking for the mountains. I'm not looking for, hello? I am looking for God. Job said, oh, that I might know where I can find him. I am so glad that you and I are able to find him. And I want to reach out to someone right now that needs to find him again. Someone that needs to find him once more. Someone that's hungry and thirsty enough to find him for real. Somebody that's hungry and thirsty to find him for a reason, for a purpose, for your lifestyle, for your will. Amen. Someone that wants to change it all and surrender it all, commit it and dedicate it all. Amen. Is there anyone here that would find him? Is there anyone here that wants to know what it is to be, I just want to be with God. I just want to be with God. I want to be just with God. Job was already just with God. And didn't even know it. He was already with God. But he had to find it for himself. Hallelujah. And that's when he said, though the skin worms devour this body, yet will I trust in him. Because I understand now that with me and God, it was always just in him. Amen. Somebody find it. Somebody find him. Somebody realize that it's him.
This is how I fight.
Somebody find out that it's just in him.
This is how I fight my battles.
Ooh, this is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Yeah.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It's gonna be alright.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
Oh, it's gonna be alright.
It's
gonna be alright.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Somebody's obtaining courage.
This is how I fight my battles.
Somebody's obtaining courage.
This is how I fight my battles.
Somebody's being strengthened.
This is how I fight my battles.
Somebody's being blessed.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
Oh yeah.
But I'm surrounded.
Oh yeah. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming.
It may look like I'm
coming.
But I'm surrounded by you.
I'm coming, Lord.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Yeah.
how I fight my battles.
Oh,
this is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Glory, glory.
You may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Holy, holy.
You may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
Yeah, yeah.
You may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hallelujah.
This is how I fight my
battles. Hallelujah.
This is how I fight my battles.
This
is how I fight my battles.
Yes.
This is how I fight my
battles. Yes.
This is how I fight my
battles. Praise our God.
This is how I fight my battles.
Hallelujah.
Surrounded, but I'm
thank
surrounded
you,
by you.
Yes.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
My Lord.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but
I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Somebody lift your hands as he surrounds you. And simply saying, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You may face the consequences of Job. You may go through the lion's den. You may be cast into the fiery furnace. You may have to suffer the storm. You may be bitten by a viper. You may be stoned, left for dead. But lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Let's give him praise. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. My, 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 my. Again, thank you for being here. Continue to pray for all of those that are very sick in their body. Let's come early tonight for prayer and believe the Lord to move and do great things in the service this evening. Amen.